Okay, now we're really getting to the meat of the book. Up to now, the chapters have been a necessary background and preparation for what comes next, where we will be examining how to use media and technology in teaching and learning. But the previous chapters on teaching methods are not particularly new or original. Other writers have dealt with these topics more comprehensively than I have. But you need to know about these things before we can move on to the next stage. The next part of the book is different. You should know that the coming chapters reflect a very personal way of looking at the use of media and technology. This is not a standard or universally accepted approach to media selection and use. In fact, there are few other pragmatic guidelines around on this topic, except perhaps the work of Richard Meyer and Jack Coomey, whose work I've drawn on quite heavily in the next few chapters. Again, I've tried to avoid a very prescriptive approach. The aim here is to give you some principles and criteria for decision making. You may indeed find the sectional model I use to be too complex for practical day-to-day use. However, going through the process recommended in these chapters will result in your having a powerful way of thinking about the use of media and technology for teaching. At the least, it should be a stimulating and enjoyable process for you.